Hey there guys, so now we come to the 10th house, public visibility. Now when Aquarius is in public visibility, that means what's in your ascendant Taurus, which is very interested in gains. Remember, this is an offset. So Mercury in the 10th house in Aquarius in Shatvisha, so they would want to do everything with public image. So it should watch what you speak, okay? First and foremost rule when Mercury is in your 10th house. Public policy expert, think tank consultant, AI or data strategy director, communications head in scientific, environmental or wellness sectors, media entrepreneur, ethical tech CEO, futuristic educator, social reform speaker. Aquarius loves everything about collective, isn't it? And this is a part of Aquarius, Chatvisha Nakshatra. Now, when you combine it with different planets, it gives variants in career. Let's see those. Mercury plus Mars. Mars is always logical, technical. So it makes an engineering leader, legal tech founder, a data strategist. Intellect channeled through execution. Mercury plus Venus makes a PR director. Public relations, brand influencer, creative tech CEO, social reform through design and message. Mercury plus Moon makes it a human-centered leader, emotional communication expert, thought educator, emotional intellect in public authority. Mercury plus Jupiter, student meets the guru, professor, public policy mentor, corporate ethics director. Sure, Jupiter is very focused on ethics, so makes sense. Mercury plus Saturn makes an operations director, a compliance head, a corporate strategist. These are policy makers, okay? Policy makers for reform, because Aquarius is interested in reform. Mercury plus Rahu makes AI entrepreneur. Entrepreneurship, think more 12th house really. See the dominance in 12th house of Atma Karaka, and then come to this as Amatya Karaka. Mercury plus Rahu makes an AI entrepreneur, tech communicator, digital media innovator, reforming public systems through intelligence. With Ketu, it makes a research director. Everything in Ketu is research, script consultant, philosopher, technologist. We are coming in an age where the technology is becoming so strong in the collective that we will need these kind of posts. One who is philosophizing about tech itself, you see. That can become a leadership in deep analysis and research. Ketu is interested in research, digging deep. So next, we shall see the next nakshatra after Shatvisha, which is a Brahmana nakshatra, Purva Bhadrapada. That's next. Take care.